I'm sorry to say, but some might call last night's effort by the Queensland Treasurer, Curtis Pitt, a budget. I would describe it as a disaster. Last budget, the Queensland Treasurer raided money set aside to fund the long service leave of Queensland public servants, froze their superannuation scheme, and shifted $5 billion in government debt onto the state-owned power company's books. This budget, they've raided $4 billion from the public service superannuation scheme. For what? Last night's budget predicts government debt will reach $79.9 billion by the end of the forward estimates. $80 billion by 2018-19. John McEnroe would say you can't be serious. Now, Curtis Pitt certainly knows how to move money around, but they have no idea how to cut or save. Queensland hired 4,000 new public servants this year, boosting the state's wages bill by 7.3%, and they're forecast to hire another 1,000 next year. Judith Sloan, writing today, says when it comes to analysing state budgets, there are two key variables to look for, and this is not rocket science: what's happening to employee expenses and what's happening to government debt. She says on both fronts, last night's Queensland budget scores a fail. This is critical stuff, given the world international environment that I talked about earlier. Treasurer Pitt is banking on some sort of miraculous improvement in commodity prices, in particular the coal price, to get Queensland over the line in the future. He claims Queensland economy will grow 4% next financial year. He's dreaming. As Judith Sloan says, this is fanciful. And she says, sadly, Queensland's day of reckoning will come, and sooner rather than later. Now, Curtis Pitt, you're a decent bloke, but I'm sorry, the report card today says you have to do much, much better.